Right, we are here at Bendigo catching up again with Aaron Dunn. Firstly, welcome back, Dunny.
Yep, thanks, Paul.
Very, very impressive win tonight here in the two-year-old in 40 Love, son of Down by the Seaside. Beautiful horse, big horse, be honest. You must be wrapped with how he went.
Yeah, nah, he's always showed a bit of potential and, you know, you to win first start's good, but because you sometimes think that something can go wrong in their first start, but he did everything perfect.
It was a funny little race too, because the favourite was going to go to the front. Yeoman's horse was going to go to the front. He jumped off stride. Johnny Justice's horse was there. He was on and off the bit. It sort of kept sticking its head out. It was quite an interesting race. I think it'll end up being a pretty good form race, though, by the looks.
Yeah, well, Johnny said he's very impressed with his little fella, and that's why he didn't hand up to me, because I was sort of into him a bit after the race. But and I thought I might have been able to get the front, but anyway, I sat outside him and was too good, so that's still good.
You might get the front next time.
Yeah, well, he's probably a big tough goer, so he might have been able to out-sprint me more than anything, but yeah, we'll see what happens, I suppose. Whether we might be in the shaker-maker together, we'll see what happens.
Is that his next target?
Yeah, probably Saturday week.
I was interested in the name, how he came about getting the name, but it comes about because of his stable name, because he's affectionately known as Raffer. Are you a tennis nut, or has it just all come about sort of randomly?
I do love watching the Australian Open especially, and we sort of go through the foals and you can't remember names, so we sort of had, you know, Bluey the cartoon names, yep. And then this year we had Raffer, Joker, Barty, Roger, and then just thought, oh well, his nickname's Raffer, just 40 Love, and put down a few names. I sort of probably get a bit over naming them at times, but yeah, so get a bit, you argue about it for a while, and then it comes down, I've got to name him quick, and then you chuck it down. So
he's going to get game, set and match a few times, I'd imagine.
Hope so.
He's the son of Down by the Seaside. You were saying to me there before, you've got a few of them, you like them?
Yeah, probably the filly that won's probably a little bit of a shuffly little thing, and probably always has been, that won a second start. But yeah, he's always been a beautiful type of horse, beautiful nature. So yeah, hopefully, you know, I've got probably a few that are only foals now, so, and a few in the oven. So, but yeah, there'll probably be six on the ground shortly, so hopefully they go good, because I've invested in him big time.
No, well, I think they do, and they're starting to do a great job in New Zealand especially. A couple of real good mares, I can't say champion, but they're very, very high-class mares, Artie by the Seaside, Coastal Babe, to say a few. There's also a couple of the boys over there going good, so it is good. Mate, you got a slot in the Protostar? I got the right name too, actually. That left me for a minute, but it come back. But the Protostar at Quinta, is this the sort of horse you're thinking about taking up to fill your slot?
Well, that was probably because I thought he went good. That's probably, I thought, oh, well, I'll have a shot at it, and thought, well, being a two-year-old race, even if I couldn't find one, you know, being in the Winter Carnival, you know, there could be one that turned, you know, you wouldn't have to jump in and get a horse for it. You could always probably find one with a month to go if I have to. But he's probably the, you know, I do have a few two-year-olds, but he's probably the standout by far that will be the one that will be going, I'd say.
Boys in Queensland, Darren Clayton and the crew, they'll be keeping a good eye on him, that's for sure, and tracking his progress now that you sort of half declared that he might take your slot anyway. If he keeps winning, he'll definitely be filling it.
Well, I put my name down for it, and I didn't actually even look at the conditions, and then got the slot, so I was sort of a little bit nervous thinking, well, I'm not sure how it goes when you've got to declare it, but I'll have a bit of a read through it as it gets closer, I think.
Yeah, keep it up your hat. It's good. Yeah. It's a nice little incentive to get up there in the Winter Carnival. Hopefully the guys in Queensland get me up there. It'd be nice if they get me up there in the winter months. It'd be nice for me, I think.
Well, that's what I was sort of doing. I was sort of securing a holiday by getting it.
Well, you told me Morgan was going up. You were going to stay down here in cold Victoria.
I think you sort of mentioned that last time, but I might let him come up for the weekend or see what happens, I suppose. But it's sort of after going up there a couple of years ago with Bondi and that, I actually went up and had a look at a couple of places. Oh, this could be the life, you know, but sort of that didn't eventuate. And yeah, it's always hard going away when you've got a fair team at home as well.
Your old man, he'll take the spot. Don't worry about that. He'd be happy for a bit of nice warm weather, won't he?
Yeah, he'd probably take it. There'd be a few putting their hand up, I guarantee you.
Well done, well done. Great win. Lovely horse to follow the future. And, you know, look like you're getting screwed down too far at the minute. He's got plenty of rib coverage there at the minute. There's a lot of upside in this horse. So well done, mate. 40 Love, horse to follow.
Yeah, nah, he's still carrying a bit of nick. He takes a bit of work. And, yeah, I don't want to work him any harder than I am. So
you keep winning races, I'm going to have to get you a shirt, Campbell's Comet shirt. You're going to be a regular on this show. I'm going to have to keep bloody getting you some paraphernalia, mate.
Oh, if you like, that'll be fine.
Thanks, Tony.
Good on you.